Kansas State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, the third Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. We're going to check in here on the tennis team after the baseball team gets swept in Norman last weekend. And K-State, we'll rewind back to that at some point, probably tomorrow. But K-State baseball was swept over the weekend by Oklahoma. Oklahoma walked it off on Sunday. More on that in the next baseball episode. But tennis right now, as the K-State women's tennis team concluded its regular season last weekend as well, as they were swept. Speaking of being swept, got swept by the Oklahoma State Cowgirls over at the Greenwood Tennis Center in at Oklahoma State. And despite all that, I mean, this is a, look, last year, this team started off okay, and then the bomb dropped. This year, and I should have no excuses, but we haven't really checked in much on the women's tennis team here in the semester because I got other stuff going on. But that's neither here or there, but this tennis team has improved, believe it or not, 500 overall, 11-11 this year, and in the regular season at 500 compared to last year, they're just not very good. This time around, 11-11, a couple more wins than they did last year, 4-9 in the Big 12, but could not find the answer to any of the big dogs here as they get swept 4-0 there. The doubles, one of the doubles matches, there was looked pretty promising there, but they couldn't come up with anything there on that one there. K-State now, the last time I checked, they're still waiting on their final seeding heading on into the Big 12 tournament, which will begin actually tomorrow on Wednesday, April 17th. And they're going to be back in Stillwater for that. So they got to turn right around and get ready for this tournament. And again, at the recording of this podcast, I don't know the seating right now for the K-State women's tennis team. So 11-11, but they're 4-9, so I don't know what standings there are on that. But singles matches there, Vanessa Suarez lost her season number one. She lost in straight sets. Charlotte Kettle also lost in straight sets. Marlogo, I'm not going to repeat her last name. She also, this match got unfinished. Veronica Kohava, also her match got unfinished there. Mamida Yukita, her match was unfinished as well. They did get through the first set, actually. Maria Santos lost in straight sets. There's Christina Novak in the sixth seed there as well. Yeah, Marlugu and Maria Santos lost their doubles match there. Yeah, you get what I'm saying right there, because all Oklahoma State in this matchup as far as women's tennis goes. So next time, tomorrow, K-State tennis, they will begin their surge here as they will begin Big 12 play here. As we look back, actually, take a little step back at the month of April for this women's tennis team. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports on this rare women's tennis edition. Eddie Greer, the third, checking in from Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier in the month, back on April 5th, and he went down to Orlando. UCF lost 4-1. And then the next two matches, they ended up winning. One of those was a conference game against Houston, 4-1 at Houston on April 7th. And then the most recent one, a clean sweep at home against Louisiana Tech. La Tech, my guy, shout out Kyle, 4-0 in that one. And of course, their final regular season game here over the weekend, not here, but in Stillwater, which they got to turn around back to because they got to play the Big 12 tournament here. It started tomorrow, losing to Oklahoma State 4-0 right there over there. So we'll see what the straw draws next for the women's tennis team. We'll see how they do over there against them. Baseball, right? K-State continues their road trip. Critical road trip there after being swept. I mentioned I didn't want to get to baseball, but we might as well just touch on it slightly here as K-State will take on UConn tomorrow. UConn, 16-17 on the season. K-State, 21-13 now. And I believe, if I go back to Texas, nope. They lost three straight. Okay, never mind. Because they beat Wichita State. Okay, never mind. So these two teams will meet for the first time in school history. I find that, well, actually, I do believe that because it's rarity that you find a team up north. I mean, yes, a lot of universities have baseball, right? But UConn, obviously, coming off in basketball, back-to-back national championships in that, and they have a competitive baseball team simmering around 500 there as well. And then, of course, K-State got to play Northeastern as well. So K-State will have Tyrell on the mound tomorrow. And then, actually, hang on. This is going to be Tuesday. It's going to be today, actually. EG3, where are you at? Yeah, so actually, is this today? So, all right, so let's wind it back a little bit. So today, UConn for K-State Baseball. We hope to have a postcast. And then Wednesday, Northeastern, damn, 27-8 on the year. So Tyrell will get a start against UConn. So this game, let me see. This game will start at Elliott Ballpark in Storrs, Connecticut, 5 p.m. Central Time. That's local time here in Missouri, Kansas, where you listen to this podcast. And Eastern Time, that's 6 prime time slot up north as K-State looks to break a 3-game slide. And they cannot slide anymore. They already are. But this is a non-conference game. But first time that these two teams will meet. Later on this afternoon, Tyrell will look to stem the tide here for K-State here. They have to get better pitching from somebody. Somebody's got to step up to the mound and do something. So we'll find out how that is right there. Obviously, K-Man will have coverage of this game. If you're listening in the Manhattan area, Manhattan Junction City area, you'll catch that 1350. If you're not, then I don't know what else to tell you to right there. But if you have the K-State Sports app, you can keep up, follow the action. There as Bantry Pete Hughes, they will look to get a big win on the road somehow after coming up short in a heartbreaking loss on Sunday against the Oklahoma Sooners. Sooners walking it off. They're 8-7 in one of the better games of the season as far as I can remember. So, but we're on the losing end of that. So K-State 21-13 looking to win tonight. And then you got to turn around. Let me see this real quick. Here, so yeah, let me see. Let me go back up here. Let's see if they're gonna give me anything else. Let's see. Schedule here, switching. There we go. Okay, so so this is 1-1. So interesting enough, yeah, so you got UConn and Northeastern in an interesting slate of games back to back. Northeastern's tomorrow at 1. And then a huge turnaround, finally at the friendly confines. So 5 games this week for the K-State baseball team. Can they right the ship? They got to start tonight against UConn. Get some of that momentum back. And then try to carry it into tomorrow. So there's no time to waste, really, for this baseball team after this. Not a good showing over the weekend down in northern Oklahoma, really, in general, in my opinion. So K-State baseball, the focus right now, obviously. Football going on. Avery Johnson getting his team ready to rock and roll, obviously. But that's not for a few months. But hearing some good things from spring ball. We haven't talked much about it here. But again, a lot more football talk coming on this podcast this summer, like usual. We'll continue to dive on into that. And I'm planning on rewinding it back, having someone we had on the show before, to recap basketball. So that's kind of what to look forward to here as we get into really mid-April, as we are already approaching the second half of the month of April. Pro Project Podcast, all things can't say sports and get wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do decide to record K-State content, we're going to have to wait on bonus content probably until next week on the show with Alex Aiden. So that, again, Podbean, you can find the latest bonus edition on that, Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. I did not name that. It's based off the first half of my email address. So you can find that solely there, and we will carry all that bonus content, including more than likely postcast coming out for football on that particular channel. But everything else you can find on iTunes and Spotify, like this one. So there you go on that. That's the latest edition on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all Kansas State sports, featuring women's tennis in quite a while. Yeah, we kind of rewinded back to the beginning of the year when I last talked about women's tennis. So getting you squared up for that. So women's tennis, we're getting ready for the Big 12 Championships. Speaking of which, just thought about this just now. Women's golf also preparing for the Big 12 Championships for K-State this week as well. So a lot of Big 12 tourney stuff for golf, women's golf and tennis. So exciting stuff on those fronts as well. K-State baseball, critical. And I mean all caps, critical. A stretch this week for them. Can they get it done? We'll find out starting later on this afternoon when they take on Connecticut Huskies up there, up north, folks, in Storrs, Connecticut. That's going to wrap things up right now. Big thanks to Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a windy Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. It's in the books. Go Cats.